Chapter 18.
So it shouldn't come as a surprise that the three neighboring kingdoms to Himara, Sunsin, Lumos, and Daymark, invaded shortly after I came to power. Those kingdoms are no more, of course. Their former lands are now a permanent part of modern Himara. The leaders of these old kingdoms didn't have anything against my people, just with me. They needed to act, or lose face, to show their own people what happens to those who fight their rulers. Also, if they liberated Himara from the lightless queen-killer and found that there was no royalty to give the nation to, then they would have to reluctantly take a portion of one of the most prosperous nations in the world into their own kingdoms, welcoming the orphaned people with open arms into brotherhood and noble rule. How altruistic of them.
Dalin found Arik near the main entrance to the skyport.
Where were you? Arik asked.
All over. Did you think I abandoned you?
No, Arik said, handing Dalin something wrapped in cloth. Your lunch, he said, smiling.
Thanks,
Dalin said, unwrapping the bundle to find some slices of roast beef with potatoes. He ate hungrily.
I could have left, you know. Caught a skyship, Dalin said between mouthfuls.
Yes, but I think you've accepted our inevitable companionship, even if we do disagree at times.
I don't disagree with you. That's the annoying thing. I know you're right.
I'm aware of how difficult my company can be. Truth be told, it's why I haven't had many friends in life.
Well, it's their loss.
Arik looked as if Dalin had just slapped him.
And here I thought my welcome was truly worn out.
I came back, didn't I? Yes, you're annoyingly good, but the funny thing is, I like that about you. You do what you feel is right, even if it offends.
Well, I like you too, Dalin.
I haven't done much to earn that. In fact, I've treated you rather poorly, all things considered.
You were simply adjusting to what the light has thrust upon you.
Trust me, I'm still adjusting. We've only known each other for what, a single fall?
Funny, it feels like I've known you for longer.
Arik glanced to the many people who were staring at them as they passed.
As popular as ever, I see.
Yeah, well, thankfully they can tell I'm with someone, as otherwise they'd all be trying to interrogate me.
And on that note, you're lucky you weren't here. The authorities came looking for you, led by the city's chief constable. Even a pair of arch-knights passed asking after you. I don't know what they were doing, but it's best we keep our distance from the Archons until you're ready to join. If you've used your powers while they were near, they would have sensed it.
They've finally decided what to do with me?
Yes, which is to simply ask you some questions about your father's death and the time he spent in hiding.
So you spoke with them?
I was seen with you.
Then why didn't they stay with you until I returned?
Clearly they didn't think you would, after I told them that we had argued and parted ways.
You threw them off? Dalin asked, genuinely surprised and grateful.
I said nothing but the truth.
But you knew saying certain truths would give them the wrong idea. Arik smiled at him. So you Lightbringers can't lie, but...
Oh, we can lie. We just lose our powers if we do, and therefore stop being Lightbringers.
Fine. You choose not to lie, but you can still be deceptive.
If it serves a noble purpose, of course. I couldn't ignore the fact that they might try to take you by force, something I don't believe they have the right to do.
Huh. Thanks.
I know you want to avoid the authorities, but that doesn't mean I think you shouldn't answer their questions.
Yes, well, I'll do that when I'm finished at the capital.
Why's that?
Like I've told you before, none of your business.
And here I thought we were getting along so well.
I'm allowed my secrets.
Am I allowed to ask what you were doing this whole time?
Yes, you can ask, Dalin said, and then remained silent.
Arik looked at him humorlessly.
Huh. I thought you might have laughed at that one. Look, I was doing some good.
Some good?
Dalen glanced about to make sure no one was listening. Several people were. Not exactly eavesdropping, but they were looking in his direction. He stepped closer and spoke softly.
I'm learning more about my powers. I realize that I can hear things kilometers away, specifically cries for help if I focus on them.
And you endeavored to help? Arik asked.
I wouldn't be much of a man if I didn't.
Interesting. Not all Archknights are so skilled at listening.
What do you mean?
Well, all of the knights I've known could increase their listening ability, hear things through walls and such. It seems they can all increase any attribute to a mild level. But to hear things at such a distance? Well, I've only ever met a single knight who could do that.
One bond versus many.
What?
Oh, well, the light I draw in can be channeled along four paths, or bonds. One bond grants a different enhancement based on the attribute being empowered. But I've found that putting more than one on the same attribute doubles the first enhancement exponentially. It sounds like the knights are only using a single bond, which doesn't make sense.
Arik paused and rubbed his chin.
Yes, that is odd. Well, I'm sure you'll learn their secrets when you join them.
Yeah, but first things first.
You look a little worse for wear. Did this helping of others involve knocking down buildings?
No. Crashing through walls, yes, but not knocking down buildings.
Crashing through walls?
Yep.
Dalen, what did you do?
Let's see. I killed two rapists and a child molester, caught five thieves, stopped a brawl, and killed two murderers.
Killed? Dalen, you're not the judge and executioner.
I'm protected under the law of justification, Dalen said. After all, he should know. He was the one who had instituted that law, and the current government hadn't seen fit to get rid of it.
Only if the guilt of those you killed can be proven, Arik said. Too many people have tried to use that law to legalize acts of violence, even murder.
The law works, and trust me, I'm not an idiot. I wouldn't kill anyone if there was the slightest doubt, but with most I caught them in the very act, and the ones I was too late to stop I followed and found damning evidence. I brought the thieves to a nearby constable, but when it comes to rape and murder, death is the punishment they deserve.
Light, Dalen was a damned hypocrite. Arik paused and seemed to try and regain his composure.
Of course I feel good those evil men were stopped.
I never said they were all men.
You killed women?
Arik asked, exasperated. So much for his composure.
When it comes to crimes this severe, women deserve equal punishment, don't you think?
No, they're women.
I don't buy into that drac. Same crimes deserve the same punishment.
Dalen, I'm very concerned that for someone so young you find ending others' lives so easy.
I never said it was easy. It's just that I can live with it. I can do what most men can't, and I've accepted that my life is going to be a violent one.
When did you first take a life?
In a duel. And no, I'm not going to tell you about it, or any others. They most certainly fall into the realms of none of your blackened business.
Please watch your language. I'll blacken to speak how I damn well want to speak.
Arik sighed.
Look, Dalen said, I've killed before. I'm no innocent. So the way I see it, if there's killing needing to be done, it's better that someone with unclean hands do it.
Arik looked to be in serious thought, though his eyes never left Dalen's.
I do believe that there are crimes worthy of death, rape and murder among them, but being willing to carry out the penalty of such crimes carries a danger that you might dole it out when undeserved. Killing without just cause is murder, Dalen. Have you ever misjudged?
You seem to have a short memory. None of your blackened business. I told you that I intend to use my powers for good, so if you don't have the stomach for it, you can bugger off.
Arik was frowning deeply and seemed not able to respond. He even paced a few times before sighing.
Well, to be perfectly honest, I can't say I wouldn't have reacted the same when being confronted with such crimes.
You could actually kill someone?
A shadow seemed to cross Arik's face as he replied somberly,
I have a past too, Daylan.
Daylan nodded. No more needed to be said. Silence fell between them for a few minutes.
Tell me, Daylan, Arik said. You knew who your father was before he died and of his countless crimes. No one deserved to die more than him, and you've clearly shown yourself capable enough. So why didn't you kill him?
Because it was obvious that living with his guilt was greater punishment than anything I could have done to him. If you want to punish someone like Daedalus the Conqueror, you force them to live.
No. Daedalus deserved to meet the light a long time ago.
You think he deserved to go to the outer darkness?
Of course, don't you?
Yeah, Daylan said with hope, finding it hard to see how the outer darkness could be any worse than the guilt he had to live with every fall. In fact, some scriptures said that those cast into utter darkness were utterly destroyed. And if that truly meant the end of his wretched existence, then Daylan welcomed it with open arms. Arik was looking at Daylan intently.
Daedalus the Conqueror prolonged his life for fear of the Light's just punishment.
You don't know what you're talking about, Bringer.
Then we disagree. Now, as I think of it, you must have been noticed using your powers.
Yeah, I realized. I took off my master's mark, found some cloth to tie around my mouth, and put Imperius in a safe place till I was done.
Do you think it worked?
Hiding my identity was less a priority than saving lives, so even if I was recognized, it was still worth it.
True. So, are there no more who need help?
Not for the moment. Not anyone close, at least. With a city this size, I think if I really tried, I could always hear someone in need.
Then why don't you?
Because I'm tired. My powers feel sluggish and need time to recover. I can only do as much as I can.
It's all anyone can do.
Yeah, well, I'm strung up enough over the crimes that I lack the energy to stop. Arik nodded.
We best find a ship before the authorities or those Archknights return.
Agreed,
Daylan said, walking to the skyport, but not toward the main office where the carrier flight schedules would be found.
The head office is that way, Arik said.
Daylan turned back.
We're not catching a carrier.
So you plan to get us passage on a trader? I thought you wanted to get to the capital sooner.
Yeah, most carriers are faster, but they all take the long way round.
Because of the pirates from the floating isles. No one flies through those skies.
No. Some traders are willing to risk it if there's enough incentive, and that's who we're going to find.
Haven't you heard that piracy has increased lately? Whole ships are being stolen, not just their goods.
I read the papers, Arik. Of course I've heard it. All the more reason.
All the more reason?
We'll need some type of excitement along the way.
You want to be attacked by pirates?
I'm thinking of hunting them down as a lifestyle, so why not take out a few while we travel?
Arik sighed.
It's true that we possess a certain level of skill, but we're not invincible. We shouldn't take undue risk.
Then it's good that this risk isn't undue. Now come on.
You're not serious, Arik said, looking distrustfully at the crew of the trader Daylan had found.
Of course I'm serious. This is one of the only traders planning to fly under the floating isles.
Do they know of the increased pirate activity under the isles?
Of course they would. These ship crews gossip like old women. It's just that this ship in particular has some type of crucial deadline to meet. So they're taking the risk.
Arik pulled Daylan a step farther away from the large ship.
Use that ability I taught you. Sense the light inside these men.
Daylan looked to the crew and stretched out to feel the light in them. He eventually found the light he was looking for.
There was light there, but not much.
Daylan also felt a little revolted and sick.
You feel that? Arik said. These are not good men. For all we know, they could be smuggling illegal goods.
Or they could simply be dishonest jerks. and that should be enough for us to find another ship, especially since their lack of light could be a result of something far worse. Perfect. If it turns out that they like to rob their passengers, it's better we're with them instead of others who can't protect themselves being in our place.
Arik sighed. Dalen, those who look for trouble will always find it. Dalen smiled mischievously.
That's my hope.